The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Ed Hoddle, they dumped him with Gatorade. Now he's up here in our 40-degree open-air studio. Coach, how did it feel to get this win for the guys? And certainly, what was the key to the big start today?
It was huge. You know, the win, it's a huge win for our program. It's an exciting win for our program. But most importantly, I think for our seniors, to send two classes of seniors out like this is certainly something that I'm personally very proud of, and I know the program's very proud of. You know, it was a team effort. And, you know, early on, we had some success stopping the run, which gave our guys a little bit of confidence. And it was interesting to see how quickly they moved away from the run as the game progressed and went to the air. And once we got there, we felt pretty comfortable with the game plan and felt that, you know, we had the upper hand at that point.
Speaking of going through the air, Jeff Farah got off to the best start of his career. He started out 9-for-11 this game. I think at that point he was over 150 passing yards. What was the key to getting Jeff going, especially against a team that was very good against the pass all year?
I think Jeff is getting better and better and better within our scheme. I think you've watched him grow up this fall. You know, again, you go back to when we sat him. You know, he had a couple of starts, and then we sat him just to kind of let him get his confidence back. And then when he, you know, earned that starting job back, you know, he's progressed every week. And I think to his credit, as well as Coach Hamilton, his position coach, they've done a great job, you know, progressing Jeff along. And as we've exposed him to more and more of the offense, you know, he's accepted it and he's been able to meet the challenge and really becoming a very efficient passer.
It may have been the first time all season where the pass game set up the run game. Mm-hmm. Trey didn't do a whole lot on the first two drives other than punch it in the end zone. What did you guys see after those first two drives? Trey had about 10 yards after the first two drives and obviously finishes with 174. Did they start to play you guys more against the pass at that point?
Yeah, you know, we started hitting them with some things over the middle, hitting some seams that were vacated by linebackers. So once we saw that start to happen and we were having the success in the passing game, you know, that backs those linebackers up a little bit and kind of opens up some of the alleys inside. And that's what we lacked early in the year. You know, people packed the box like you saw early in this game, and we weren't able to move the ball through the air. But fortunately, you know, Jeff off to the hot start. And again, he's gotten better and better, allowed quite the reverse of what you've seen from us all year.
Watching film of this team all week, seeing the teams that they played and especially the way they played offensively, would you guys have expected to hold them to 0 points with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter?
No, because, you know, I thought we'd have our hands full. You know, they got some dynamic playmakers. You know, but we're fast. You know, we're fast and we get after it defensively. So the end result doesn't surprise me. But, you know, we were definitely concerned coming into the game from a game plan perspective with some of the talent that they had.
8 wins total in your first 3 years, 8 wins this season. What does that mean to you personally and to everyone as a program?
Personally, you know, we want to win 10. So I'm a little selfish, but you know, from a program perspective and a building block perspective, I'm very excited the direction the program's going in. This is a huge step for us, winning, you know, getting into and then eventually winning a postseason game is huge for our program. You know, playing in the MAC is so tough. You know, every week's a 12 round fight. So you know, to get to 8-3 in our conference in 4 years is pretty special. But we've got some work to do. You know, an exciting, you know, 2015 coming up.
Last week the theme was, God, everyone wishes they could play again, and I'm certainly tomorrow everyone's going to wake up and really, really wish they could keep playing. What does it mean to end the season on a win? In a situation where there are no games left to be played, but you ended on a 3-game winning streak.
Yeah, you know, it's exciting for our seniors again. You know, there's a sense of satisfaction when you win the last one. It's emotional and it's sad that you're not going to have the opportunity to ever play football again, but there is some satisfaction knowing that you won your last football game. So, you know, I spoke with them yesterday and I told them, you know, to pay attention to the details, pay attention to, you know, getting dressed and remember every facet of the game, because this is the game you'll remember when you're 50. So, and I think those guys did a great job today. I think our senior leadership showed, and I'm proud of those guys, and we're going to miss them.
What are you going to remember about these seniors? A lot of these guys, you know, Emmanuel Paul, Scott Lang, Tim Campbell, Donnell Brown, a lot of them have been here since 2010 before you even played in 2011. What is it going to be like next year or even in the spring for you to not have these rocks that you've had, Billy Gunther, since day one?
It's going to be hard tomorrow. You know, those guys are, you know, those guys are at my house, you know, fairly regularly. My kids know them very, very well. They're great with my kids. It's going to be really hard to you know, come in the office tomorrow and, you know, look at the film and know that those guys aren't going to be lining up wearing the black again. That's going to be tough. But that's, you know, that's the nature of college football. You know, I'm proud of those guys, and you know, they've been the cornerstone, like you said, the rock of our program. You know, but now, you know, they've set the example and they've set the bar, and now the younger guys have to pick up where they've left off.
On the other end of that spectrum, how excited are you guys going to be to start working on next year?
The wheel keeps turning. You know, somebody asked me, "Well, what do you do when the season's over?" Well, it's
probably harder than.
You hate to look at it like this, but we've lost a week of recruiting already.
Right.
So, and I know the guys and I've talked about it. So, we'll hit the road Monday, Tuesday, enjoy the holiday, and be at playoff games Friday and Saturday next week, and hitting the road hard come Monday as far as recruiting goes. So, you know, the wheel never stops turning, but, I think tonight as a program, we're going to enjoy a pretty big win.
Okay, Coach. Well, congratulations. Thanks for your time all year. I couldn't ask for a better script to end the game. 29-7 ECAC Southeast Bowl champions.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Mustangs All Access postgame show. You probably know this face, Trey Lee, back, I believe, for the third or fourth time as our player of the game. 174 yards, 3 touchdowns. He set the school record this season with 12 rushing touchdowns. 29-7 win today in the ECAC Southeast Bowl. What does this win mean to you and the guys, ending with a win, ending with a bowl win?
It means a lot. All the hard work we put in to come this far, send our seniors out on a great note. Coaching staff, they did a good job helping us, coaching us, teaching us all the way through, and we just had to repay them with the trophy for today.
You've got a couple more years left. What did it mean for these guys, the seniors, when you guys found out early on Monday, that you had another game? What did it mean to the older guys that they got to play football for another week?
It mean a lot. It just gave them another opportunity to play with their family, the people they love being around. We're around each other 24/7, so just that next opportunity was just a good offer.
A lot of times you guys run to set up the pass. Today it seemed like the pass set up the run. Jeff started 9-for-11. How many holes did that create for you after the passing game got off to a good start?
A lot. It was basically nobody there. Everybody had basically dropped into coverage, and coaches realized that, and we just started running it down the throats.
Were you aware that if you got 3 rushing touchdowns today, you'd set the school record?
I did not know that.
Oh, well, you did set the school record. What does that mean to you? 12 touchdowns this year. You set the school record for that, and you got 2 years to break your own record.
It means a lot, but I'm going to keep working harder and harder every day to be more successful than I am now.
Trey, you also went over 1,000 yards today. Last year, you started out with the Mustangs, coming out like gangbusters, had some fumbling problems, split some time. What did it mean to you to have the job from start to finish and set all these records personally for you this year?
It just shows how hard I worked in the offseason to make sure I didn't have those problems anymore, just so I can lead my team and lead us to victory and help out as much as I could.
I'm sure you're going to appreciate getting some rest the next couple of weeks, but how eager are you going to be to get back at it?
Very eager, very eager. I just can't wait till next season now.
8-3 this year. Do you already have higher expectations for next year?
All I can say, we could take it one game at a time, one practice, one day, and then we go from there.
Now, Widener won today, Delaware Valley lost. Do you kind of root for Widener in the NCAA tournament since you guys played them so tough? Or do you root for them to lose?
Neither one of them. I wish we were in that position, but congratulations to them. They worked hard for it, so they deserve it.
All right, Che. Well, thanks for joining us. Our MVP today, 174 more rushing yards, 3 touchdowns. Sets the school record with 12 this season. He's got 2 years to break it. Trey, thanks a lot. We'll see you next season.
Thank you.